2, verses 10 and 11, God gives his prophecy words. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst, says the Lord Yahweh. Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people, and I will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. See the first chapter of the book of John for a description of how God fulfilled his prophecy in Zechariah 2, verses 10 to 11, coming to dwell in our midst. Zechariah 2, verses 10 and 11, God named Yahweh, prophesies that he shall come and dwell in our midst. Says it twice. It's important. The word dwell is used many times in his scriptures and means to physically live with us. In the book of John, chapter 1, God describes coming to dwell with us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He dwelt among us, named Jesus.
Silent night.
Christ, the Savior.
Isaiah 7:14 is often quoted as a prophecy of Jesus, God's Son, coming to dwell among us. It's quoted out of context, but it fits perfectly in context. Because God's people, those of David's lineage, were afraid their enemies were coming against them. And so the Lord said to Isaiah, "Go out and tell them, take heed, be quiet, do not fear, or be faint-hearted." And then he offers a sign. God says, "Behold, the Lord himself, Yahweh, shall give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us, dwelling with us. The book of John describes Jesus, God's Son, Emmanuel, coming to dwell among us, God's Word, as prophesied in Zechariah 2:10 and 11. And Jesus himself described this to his disciples on the road to Emmaus when they had given up and they were afraid, thinking that he had died. Jesus met them on the road. And in Luke 24:44 and 45, we hear the words he said to them, which meant, "Do not be afraid." He said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." One of those prophecies, Zechariah 2:10-11. "Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst, says the Lord, Yahweh. Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people. And I will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you." Zechariah 2:10, dwelling physically among us, because he loved us and came to save us. Emmanuel, Jesus, God with us. Luke 24:52 describes how those disciples reacted and how we should respond. They worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually praising and blessing God. Amen.